Fashion Notes, 9 Best and Worst Dressed from the 2023 Oscars. By John Binder on March 13, 2023. As always, I watched the Academy Awards red carpet so you didn't have to. This year, there were exceptional looks from some of the biggest talent in Hollywood and some duds from tryhards, wannabes, and has-beens. Here, I break down the 9 best and worst dressed from this year's Oscars. Best Dressed, Austin Butler in Saint Laurent. It was almost like Austin Butler, who channeled Elvis last year and seemingly continues to do so by keeping the King's Southern cadence, was channeling Yves Saint Laurent, himself, on the red carpet. This is class and timelessness to the highest degree with severe, jutting shoulders, sleek leather boots, an extra-wide peak lapel, and Cartier jewels. There's one thing for sure, Butler should, from now on, be dressed only by Saint Laurent's Anthony Vaccarello. Worst Dressed, Michelle Yeoh in Dior Haute Couture. I'm so over the Swan Lake inspirations behind many of the gowns that could have easily doubled as David's bridal ready-to-buy wedding dresses. Michelle Yeoh in this deflated, shredded frock by Dior could have been so much more than it is. And what is it? It's a dress and styling stuck in 2010. Best Dressed, Cate Blanchett in Louis Vuitton. It's unusual that a custom Louis Vuitton number ends up on my best dressed list. Mostly because Nicolas Ghesquiere's designs typically don't photograph all that well even if they are beautifully tailored and crafted. When Cate Blanchett arrived in this custom blue velvet and satin Louis Vuitton gown, from afar I could have sworn it was Tilda Swinton in Heider Ackermann. It's a daring look for the Oscars and one that paid off with its gemstone color palette and draped shoulders that cascade over a slim skirt that falls into a short train. Worst Dressed, Lady Gaga in Versace. Sure, this dress was fresh off the Milan runway, but does that make it a knockout? It's obvious, the answer is no. The biggest problem with Gaga's Versace gown is its proportions. At no point in time should anyone stare at the middle of your dress and ask why is her torso so long? Best Dressed, Paul Mescal in Gucci. Paul Mescal in this Gucci suit seems to be a nod to the great Fred Astaire, who loved to pin a carnation to the lapel of his suits. My only question is why it's taken so long for an actor on the red carpet to pay tribute to Astaire's breathtaking style? Worst Dressed, Florence Pugh in Valentino. Tell me you're an attention-seeking Gen Z-er with a TikTok addiction without telling me. Best Dressed, Nicole Kidman in Armani. Nicole Kidman can often be anything she wants to be. At the Oscars, she was a sex goddess bombshell with teased roots for her tousled blonde hair and a fully sequined gown by Armani with jeweled flowers blooming from her shoulder and hip. The pure artistry of this gown, alone, makes it a winner of the night. Kidman's styling, though, with strappy black velvet pumps and blood-red nail polish, takes it all to the next level. Worst Dressed, Janelle Monáe in Gaurav Gupta. Truthfully, I thought Janelle Monáe was wearing a costume from Wakanda when I spotted her on the red carpet in this Gaurav Gupta creation. Whether that's a good or bad thing, I guess, is up to anyone's interpretation. For me, it's a no. Best Dressed, Sandra Oh and Giambattista Valli. I was ecstatic to see Sandra Oh in this rich Giambattista Valli chiffon dress. There are so few bohemian looks on red carpets at the moment. Ones that feel like a time warp back to the summer of love. This gorgeously draped, goddess-like frock couldn't be more perfect with O's disheveled updo, giant bejeweled orange pendant, and deep dark red lip. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.